Hello there, and welcome to the audio guide for the Vitality London 10,000. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sam. We're excited today because we're discussing everything you need to know for the upcoming event.
That's right. It's happening on Sunday, the 28th of September, 2025. And we've got all the essential information to ensure you have an amazing day.
Indeed. Let's kick things off with safety and security, which is super important for everyone involved, participants and spectators alike.
Absolutely. We work closely with the police and other organisations implementing measures such as bag searches to help keep everyone safe and secure. If you spot anything suspicious, you should report it to a steward, a police officer, or even call 999.
Excellent advice. And on a personal note, don't take any chances with your health. You must be fit and well to run 10K, and severe exertion during or soon after any kind of injury or illness is extremely dangerous. If you find yourself in this situation, please do not take part.
That's a vital point. And remember to complete your medical information on the back of your bib. This could save your life in an emergency. If you're taking part with anyone under 18, make sure their details are filled in too.
The Vitality London 10,000 also really focuses on inclusivity. The organisers aim to make the event accessible to all, with a variety of initiatives to help make sure you have a great day.
Yes, for instance, you can collect bib stickers that say Deaf Runner, Blind Runner, and Give Me Space on them. There will also be period products available at the information point in Green Park. And after your 10K, if you need a moment, there will be a sensory calm tent, a parent and child tent, and a multi-faith prayer tent in the Vitality Wellness Festival area in Green Park. You're welcome to use these facilities whenever you need to. There will also be accessible parking for any participants who need it, and a British Sign Language interpreter will be available on event day.
Let's talk about your event pack now, as this is crucial for all participants. If you live in the UK, you should receive yours in the post by Tuesday, the 23rd of September.
And if it hasn't arrived by 5 p.m. on that date, you'll need to complete the replacement pack form, which is available on the Vitality London 10,000 website in the participant guide section. Crucially, the organisers are unable to send any replacement packs in the post, and event packs are not available to collect on event day.
For those living outside the UK, you'll need to collect your event pack in person. There's no need to complete a replacement pack form, just pop along to see the team.
Collection for both replacement packs and international participants is from Marathon House, 190 Great Dover Street, London, SE1 48YB, on Friday, the 26th of September, from 12 until 7 p.m. for replacement packs, and from 12 until 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. for international collections. Or from the information point in Green Park on Saturday, the 27th of September, from 8:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. for replacement packs, and from 8:30 a.m. till 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. for international collections.
Make sure you have your unique QR code ready, which was emailed to you, and it's a good idea to take a screenshot so you can find it easily. If you're unable to collect your pack on Friday or Saturday, you can arrange with someone else too, but ensure they have a copy of your ID and your confirmation email.
Inside your pack, you'll find your unique bib with a timing chip, safety pins, your kit bag, a baggage label, and a baggage wristband. Please make sure you bring these items with you on event day.
Your bib is really informative. It indicates your unique bib number, your start wave number, and importantly, your choice of finisher items, whether you opted for a t-shirt and a medal. A green background for the medal indicates you've opted to receive one, while a red background means you've chosen not to.
Just a heads up, it's not possible to change your choices or the details on your bib, and for safety reasons, it's strictly forbidden to allow someone else to use your bib or to take part wearing someone else's bib.
Right, let's talk about getting to the event. Your email contains your allocated arrival time in Green Park, and you must stick to this time to help deliver a safe event with minimal congestion and queuing.
The event organisers strongly recommend using their green travel tool to plan your journey, ideally by foot, bicycle, or public transport to find your best low-carbon travel route. You can even donate to offset your carbon emissions. You'll find a link to the travel planner on the event website.
There's also a secure, free bike park by Yellow Jersey in Green Park, which is available on a first-come, first-served basis. Just remember to dismount before entering the park.
Once you arrive in Green Park, please clearly display your bib number so our stewards can help direct you. First stop after that, the baggage area to drop off your kit bag and the toilet if you need it.
Remember, you can only use the clear kit bag and attachable label provided in your event pack. Ensure your kit bag is packed and ready before you go to the baggage drop area. You'll need the numbered wristband from your event pack to drop off and collect it.
The drop-off process is straightforward. Place items in your clear kit bag, peel off and stick on your baggage label, go to the baggage area and join the lane matching your wave number, then drop off your bag with volunteers. Please note, they can only accept items in your official kit bag, no suitcases, large bags, or loose items. Also, your kit bag will be stored in an uncovered area and any items are left at your own risk.
For any assistance, the information point in Green Park is your go-to. Its What Three Words location is Assist Placed Bricks.
And for those all-important facilities, toilets, including accessible toilets and a changing places toilet, will be available in Green Park before the start line on the Mall and on the course at 3K, 5K and 7K.
Plus, you'll be able to refill your bottles of Buxton Natural Mineral Water at the drink station just after the 4K mark. You're encouraged to carry your own hydration, such as a bottle belt or hydration vest, and make use of the refill points to help reduce plastic at the event.
And on a quirky note, this is a humans-only event. No animals are allowed on the course, although your pets are welcome to watch you from the sidelines if they're accompanied by an adult.
Everyone will have at least 2 hours to complete the Vitality London 10,000 as the finish line closes at 1 p.m. You can run, push, jog, or walk, but you must maintain a 2-hour pace. If you're unable to do so, but wish to continue, you'll be asked to move onto the pavement and a team of tail walkers will walk with you and support you to the finish line.
If you need to drop out, please find the nearest first aid station and show them your BIP number. You'll still be able to collect your kit bag, just go to Green Park. There will also be a sweep vehicle at the back of the event, supporting participants and offering lifts to the finish area.
Keep an eye out for the variety of entertainment along the course, including DJs and bands, and make sure to use the new recycling zones and keep clean zones for all your waste, which will be marked with signs and flags.
And a huge shout out to the amazing volunteers. They're positioned from start to finish and in the Vitality Wellness Festival area, supporting you at the drink station, marshalling on the course, handing out medals and more. Please make sure you show them some appreciation.
Crossing that finish line in front of Buckingham Palace is a special achievement. Enjoy your moment, but once over the finish line, please keep moving to create space for participants arriving after you. If you're feeling unwell, please tell our medical staff immediately.
Then it's time for your well-deserved finisher items. In this order, a bottle of Buxton Natural Mineral Water, your finisher medal, and your New Balance t-shirt.
This is if you opted to receive these items when you registered, and your choices will be displayed on your bib.
If you opted out of receiving a medal, look out for the selfie station in the finish area. As a thank you, you can get a unique photo with branded selfie frames and volunteers will be there to take a photo of you on your own phone.
Once you've collected your finisher items, please do not congregate in the finish area. Keep moving and follow the path to the Vitality Wellness Festival area in Green Park. Once in Green Park, you can collect your kit bag if you handed one in. Just show the baggage team your wristband.
This Vitality Wellness Festival at the event sounds fantastic. It's the perfect place to celebrate and relax after completing your 10K. There's a New Balance bra bar, talks by pelvic floor and nutrition specialists, and even charities like Copperfield and the Endometriosis Foundation will be there.
Plus, there'll be loads of activities for you to enjoy, from boxing, football to netball and yoga. You'll also have the chance to go on the world-famous Vitality Tumbleator, a giant treadmill where you can choose a relaxed pace or go for a world record.
Before you head home, you can donate your unwanted running shoes at the Jog On drop-off point at the information point in the Vitality Wellness Festival area, which is a brilliant initiative for reuse.
And for your journey home, again, plan it in advance using that green travel tool.
Finally, your results will appear on the Vitality London 10,000 website by the end of event day. If your result is incorrect or isn't showing, you can fill in the online timing query form. Your official photograph will also be available to purchase within 48 hours from Sportograph.
So, there you have it, a comprehensive guide to making the most of the Vitality London 10,000.
We can't wait to see you there on Sunday, the 28th of September, running, pushing, jogging, or walking together through the traffic-free streets of London. Good luck, everyone, and have an amazing day.